We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Hei Amud Beis, and we're starting from the end, the last line of Hei Amud Aleph. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Yechanan Kol Oisik B'Torah Uv Gemilas Chasadim. Anyone who learns Torah does a lot of Chesed. The Koyve is Bonav, and he has this tragedy of burying his children. Moichin Loikol Avinoisav. He has no Averis. He's a Tzadik Gamur. He has Torah Gemilas Chasadim Kaveres Bonav Moichin Loikol Avinoisav. Om Rav Yechanan. What's your makar for these three things? Bishlam Torah Gemilas Chasadim. I have a pasuk. It says, "Bechesed ve'emes yichupa avon." It says, "Bechesed ve'emes the avon ve'mechupar." And Chesed is Gemilas Chasadim. We know Chesed is Shneimar. Roidiv tztaka v'Chesed yim sechayim tztaka v'chavod. So you see that that the Chesed is Gemilas Chasadim, and it says yichupa avon. Emes says Chesed ve'emes yichupa avon. Emes v'Torah Shneimar. Emes kenei v'al timkar. And the pasuk says in Mishlei, talking about Torah, it says Emes Kenev Al Timker. It says you should pay someone to learn Torah with you, but don't sell it. If you want to teach someone Torah, teach someone for free. That's Emes Kenev Al Timker. So we see both those pesukim, Ches veEmes Chupa Avon. You see both Tzedakah and Gemil Chasadim and Torah Yichupa Avon. How you know Koyves Banav is Mechab Avon? Now Koyves Banav Nayin Tonele Hu Sava Meshum Meshim Mechayi. And this old person said of a brisa of Shimon Choy, Asya Avon Avon. We learn out Exer Shava Avon Avon Ksiv Hacha Bechesed VeEmes Yichupa Avon Ksiv Hashem says the pasuk Mshalim Avon Avos Elchek Bneim. So you see that the children, Kaveh's children, are Shaiches to Avon, and Avon is learned to have Yichupa Avon, and that's how we know that these three things will help a person be Meichel all his Avonos. Om Rav Yechanan. Well, all three. You need all three. All three, yeah. That's what it sounds like. I hear what you're saying. It's called either one. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I thought it meant all three, but here you're saying it's all the psukim. It sounds like each one's separate. Yeah, that's a good point. Very good, yeah. That could be right. Om Rav Yechanan. No, that's what you learned that each one. Okay. Om Rav Yechanan. Negam ubanim ein yesurim shalahava. Nega'im and burying children is not Isurim Shalahava. V'nega'im loy, we're going to see why. Why should Nega'im be not Isurim Shalahava? We'll see in a second. When the Gemara has a kasha, we'll see when the Gemara has teretz why it's not Isurim Shalahava. V'nega'im loy v'atanya, kol mi sheyesh bo echad v'arba maris Nega'im halalu. Anyone who has one of the four maris Nega'im which make a person tamei, einon elam mizbeach kapara. They are Mizbeach Kapara. So you see, it is Isurim Shalahava. And for the Gemara, no. Mizbeach Kapara Hava. There are Mizbeach Kapara. There is a Kapara. But Isurim Shalahava Lehava. It's not Isurim Shalahava. Maybe it's a Kapara, but not Isurim Shalahava. That's one teretz. The kasha is that Negoam, Rabbi Yechanan said, is not Isurim Shalahava. And here the Brisa sounds like it is. So one teretz is there's a difference in Mizbeach Kapara and Isurim Shalahava. Everybody says, no, it means Isurim Shalahava. But Halon Halahu. Rashi says, that in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Yisurim Shalahava. Why? In Eretz Yisrael, they have a wall around Yerushalayim, and you have to leave the walled city. So you have to leave the walled city, that's not Yisurim Shalahava, to sit outside the city. It's very embarrassing, you can't learn, you can't do anything, you're out of the city. Mashenkin, in Bavel, it's a Yisurim, but it's Yisurim Shalahava because you don't have to leave the city. Tosis argues on it, because Tosis says that Bezman HaGemara, there wasn't such a thing as leaving the city anyway. They weren't Noyig, it's only Bamei and Yovel that Noyig to leave the Shluach Machnes. So Taisa says a different pshat. He says in Eretz Yisrael there were more Nizer Vatuma. So if someone got a Nega, he had to be careful. Mashenkin in Bavel, if he got a Nega, it was just a pain, but not made no difference that it was Tumah. That's another second Taras. Third Taras, but he said, Mahavat Sinov has, depends where the Nega is. If the Nega is in a place where everyone can see it, that's not Yisurim Shalahava, it's embarrassing. But if it's with Sinah, then it is called Yisurim Shalahava. Now Gemara goes to Bonim. It says, Rabbi Yechanan says, Bonim are not Yisurim Shalahava. Rabbi Gemara, Bonim loy, hechidami. Ilayim with the Havalu Omeisu, he had children and he buried them, they died. But Om Rabbi Yechanan used to walk around with the bone or the tooth of his 10th kid, and he used to say, Dein garma da asira abir. This is the bone of my 10th son. So Rashi learns that if he's walking around with it, that if this happened to Rabbi Yechanan was a big tzaddik, it must be Yisurim Shalahava, because Rabbi Yechanan doesn't get not Yisurim Shalahava. That's what Rashi learns. So, what is Mar's Teretz? We'll say Taisa over in a second. So that's what Rabbi Yashin learns. So it's kashas. Heck, you say bottom not Yisroel Shahava. Rabbi Yechanan was walking. It happened to Rabbi Yechanan, who's a big tzaddik. And for the Gemara, lahod lo havlu klal vadalo meisu. If you never had children, that's not Yisroel Shahava. That's not Yisroel Shahava. But if you have them and they die, that's Yisroel Shahava. Rashi says because the avelus is mechaper the avoynos, and that's called Yisroel Shahava. So Rabbi Yechanan had children and they died, so Yisroel Shahava. But if someone doesn't have children, it's not Yisroel Shahava. Frank Tosfos, Pi Rashi's Pshat, that was saying a tzaddik, that's all right, because a tzaddik only has Yisroel Shahava. We know a lot of tzaddikim that never had children. That's Frank Tosfos. So it can't be that's the Pshat. So Tosfos says, no, the Pshat is, we never know what Yisroel is. A tzaddik also, we don't know, that's not a raya. Tosfos says the raya is, because if Yechon went around advertising it, it wasn't Yisroel Shahava, he wouldn't walk around advertising, this is my 10th child, unless it was Yisroel Shahava. That's Tosfos' Pshat. Don't do my right. Rav Chiya ba'aba cholash. Rav Chiya ba'aba got sick. Only got Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon came to Mavaka Chayla. Omalei, chaviva malecha yisurim. Do you enjoy the yisurim? Is it kashmak for you? The yisurim shall have. Omalei, loy hein v'loy scharon. I don't want the yisurim, and I don't want the schar from the yisurim. And Mashal explains the reason is because when it causes bittel tyra, then it's not worth it. They can't learn. So omalei, havli yodcha. So Rav Yechon told Rav Chiya ba'aba, give me your hand. Yav le yodev ukme. He gave him his hand, he stood him up, and he was cured. Similar story, Rabbi Yechanan himself. Rabbi Yechanan Cholash, Ola Gabe Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina came to him. Amalei Chaviv Malacha Yisurim. Do you enjoy Yisurim? Amalei Loheim Loheischaron. I don't want Yisurim. I don't want the Schar. So Amalei Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Yechanan, have the yod, give me a hand. You have the yod. Devok me and he stood him up. Am I looking? I'm Frank Mara. Why can Rabbi Yechanan do it to himself? Rabbi Yechanan just cured Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba in the story before. So let him do it to himself. Am I looking? Rabbi Yechanan Afshay. Let him cure himself. Amri Ein Chovish Mata Atzves Yisurim. A person in jail can't save himself from jail. It's a muscle to also, if someone's sick, he can help other people, but himself he can't do. When I go back to with stories with people who are sick, Rabbi Eliezer Cholash, Ola Gabe Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan to visit Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yechanan, Ola Gabe Rabbi Yechanan, Chazor Dava Kagoni Beis Afla. First he walked into the house, he saw it was a very dark house, he couldn't even see him. Galye Ledari picked up his sleeve, and he uncovered his arm, and Rabbi Yechanan was very, had a big yoifi, and he was so pretty, even off on the hoira, and the whole room lit up. I saw in the Ben Yod that he asked the kashi, he said, even take the most expensive diamond, doesn't light up. So it has a light up for Rabbi Yechanan being so good looking, it lit up the room. He doesn't understand this, Ben Yod. So Ben Yod answers that it was Epis Kostnus, or he has a whole shtickle tire, Ayin Sham, Apikabala, the heavy answers. But either way, it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan put the sleeve, the room lit up. Chazia Dav Kabachi Rabbi Loza. I'm the Gerz Rabbi Loza because that's where the Gerz over here. He saw that Rabbi Loza was crying. Amalei Amai Kabach Bachis. Why are you crying? Imishim Tired Laya Afshda. It's because of Torah that you didn't learn enough. You felt like you didn't learn enough Torah. Shininu Echad Amar Bevechad Amamit. Avach Chavli Mishmaim. Say you learn a lot. Say you learn a little. The Ikka is Chavli Bishmaim. That's the Ikka thing. Right, Franz Rosh is right here in the Gemara. Avach Chavli Bishmaim. And if, because of Mizoinis, so this is a little shver, he made his crime because he has no panasa, what do you want? Do you want to be able to zeichet two shuchanos? Vaistois, he held that his Torah was enough. He said, you know, you can't have both Torah and Gedulah, you have Torah ready, you need Gedulah also. I know, the Gemara bothered me a little bit that he's crying now while he's sick about panasa, but that's the Gemara. So he says, no, you can't expect everything. Vimashim Bane, and if it's because you don't have sons or they died, Dane Gomer the Sri Bear, Rechon took out his bow and he said, look, this is me. So Omalay, I'm not crying for any of those things. You know what I'm crying for? Only the high shufra the Bali ba Africa Vachina. Because of your Yoifi that's one day gonna be buried in the ground, that's why I'm crying. That's what Eliezer says. So he answers, Rechon says, this you have to cry for. They both cried on this. So obviously, Gemara is Tamur also. They don't cry for Torah, not for Panosa, not for children dying, but for Yoifi of Rechon. Zokta Mashah, that the Gemara says, the Gemara says this. Rechon says, Rechon is from Shufri, the last ones from Shufri Shlaim. It's Gemara in Esekhus Apayalim. So if he's going to die, there'll be nothing left from the Shufra of Yerushalayim. It'll be the last link to the beauty of Yerushalayim, and therefore that's why they were crying. Omalei, Chaviv Malacha Yisurim. So he asked Rav Elazar, are Yisurim Geshmak for you? Do you enjoy it? Omalei, Lo Yehem Lo Yischaron. They're not chavivim. I don't want them. I don't want tzcharim. Well, they have the yodcha. Yav the yodcha. Okmei. And he cured him. Another maisa of Yisurim to a gadol. The Gemara says, Rav Huna, takifu le'arba mei adoni dechamra. He had 400 barrels of wine, and they all went bad. And this was a terrible tzara. Ola gabei Rav Yehuda, achuda Rav Salah chasidav Rabbanon. Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon came, v'amrila Rav Adab ahav Rabbanon. They came to visit him, to menachem him. Ramulei la'ayim arba milei. Maybe you should look to see if you have any averis. Omulu mi chashdina v'naichu, my choshed v'naichu, that I did something wrong. Omulei, but on the other hand, mi choshed kaz baruch l'avdinim l'adina. Does the kaz baruch do din without any cheshbin? If he did this to you, must be doing something wrong. Omulu okay, it's a yes. The ikim and the shamulei alayim also leima. If anyone knows anything, say it. Omulei said, they told him, yeah, we have something. Hachesh mi alon. This is what you heard. Lo yav mar shavish alarise, that you didn't give the orist. The orist was a sharecropper who worked for you for a certain percentage, and you didn't give him the percentage in the branches. Omer lahu, mika shavak li midimine, hagana lekulu. What do you mean? Last crop, he didn't leave anything to me. He took the whole thing. So I'm just getting back. I'm recouping some of my losses. Omer le, hanadar inshi, basa gamu gunoi b'taima tom. If you steal from a ganav, you still, that's a stickle taste of the ganav, and that's wrong. Omluka vilna alaydi avinulei, okay, I'll give it to him. Some say after that the nace happened that the vinegar turned into wine. That this price of this bad wine went up in price, the same price of wine. Just speak out two things. That first of all, why couldn't he take, if someone steals from him, it says, let him take back the thing. It's a Gemara and yeah, what's that? Huh?
Just the taste.
No, it's actually there's something wrong. I know, imagine something wrong. So there's a Ramah. Ramah says Simon Dalin and Choshe Mishpat that you only can take back the thing the guy stole, but you can't take something else back. And you look at the guy in Oisi Beis there, he says, Brachas Heim Beis. You only can take the thing you stole back. You can't take something else back. Even though you can't take something else back. The guy steals from you, you can't take something else back. Very important thing to remember. A lot of times when people have these, had this. Another thing to speak out is that the a lot of tzaddikim get the yisurim and they didn't do anything wrong. So, like, what's going on over here? They came over to him. Teretz, they knew, the two chachamim came to him, they knew he did this wrong. They tried to get him into the conversation and they said, oh, this happened. That's the Teretz speaks out. So the Marvai, the Tanya, Abim Yom Oimer, Shnei, Devar, Meisim, Estar, Kol Yomai. There was two things, Al Tfilosi, two things regarding tefillah. No, Kol Yomai. Two things I was very makbid all my life. Al Tfilosi, Shu Feiz Metasi. One halacha I was very makbid is my tefillah should be in front of my mita. We'll see what that means. Val Metasi, Shu Neshunum, and Sofim Ladarim. That my mita should be placed in the house, Bein Sofim Ladarim. Head to Sofim and feet to Darim, and not from Mizrach Lamayrif. And the reason why they didn't have the bed Mizrach Lamayrif, both Rashi and Tosh speak out, is because the Shechina is either Mizrach Lamayrif, and it's talking about someone who's with his wife, and therefore it's not covered to be in the direction of the Shechina when he's with his wife. Therefore, it's better at the bed to be between Sof and Ladarim. So Al Tfilosi, should he frame it Tosi, what does that mean? Al Tfilosi, we'll get back to the Sof and Ladarim in a second. Al Tfilosi, should he frame it Tosi, that he dive in front of his mita. What my frame it Tosi, what does that mean in front of his mita? She means he always daven in front of his mitzvah. How do you know you should not daven next to the wall, nothing in between him and the wall? Because it shouldn't have anything that disturbs your kavana. How do you know it has to be between you and the wall? He turns his face to the wall, by his spal, to daven. So it can't be that he daven from his bed, because that's a hefsik between the wall and him is a bed. And Tosfos speaks out, only something that moves is called a hefsik. Something that's stationary there for a long time, kavua, there's no problem of hefsik. That's what Tosfos speaks out. But either way, he's saying, hakami dam flame tasi, il chayra, it's not in front of the wall. Ela'ema samach mitasi, right after I got up. I didn't do anything when I got up. Rashi says he wasn't oisik b'panasa or b'tayra when he woke up. Right away he davened. And Tosfos takes issue about the tayra, ayin sham. So that was one thing that's very makvid. The minute he got up, he davened. Another thing Another thing that he was makbir. Rav Tosfos in Shulam ain't tough on the darim. Rav Chava Rav Chinah Rav Yitzchak on Eisim Tosfos ain't tough on the darim. Anyone puts the bed from north to south, having bottom is charam. He has bottom is charam. Shneema v'tzipunach tamali bitnam yisbi with bottom. Says Loshen Shizipunach, which is safa, and says yisbi with bottom have sons. Rav Nachman Yitzchak af ain ishtemar palace to follow him. Another mile is he doesn't have miscarriages. Ksiv Hacha, his wife doesn't have miscarriages. Ksiv Hacha v'tzipunach tamali bitnam. Loshen tamale. So you see that it helps for Nefala more so. So it helps two things, Bebanim, and you should not have any miscarriages. But Lemaisa, you see from the Gemara, you have to keep it between Safain and Darim. Agav, the Mishabur brings down from the Zoyar, Dafgo, you should have the between Mizrach Lemaiv. But he says, Maisa Ikashita really is Safain and Darim, because the Goyin learns the Zoyar a little different. So the Ikashita is Safain and Darim. But if someone's not Makbid, don't kill yourself too much, because the Maaseh Rezoya says the opposite, it could be. So either way you do it, it could be you're fine. But the Maaseh, if you have a choice, it's better to have it, Bein Sofen L'Darim, and the head should be L'Sofen, that's the better way to have the bed.